Fortunately for Judah, for the Central Pacific, and for the line running west from the Missouri River, whatever it was to be named, the president took as active an interest as his time allowed. Lincoln made it clear to the congressman that despite the war, he advocated the bill's passage and the construction of the road, and he wanted it started right away. Grenville Dodge, then serving as a general in the Union Army, said that Lincoln told him and others that the road had to be built not only as a military necessity, but as a means of holding the Pacific coast to the Union. The House passed the Pacific Railroad Bill by a vote of 79-49. The Senate passed the bill on June 20 by a vote of 35-5. Lincoln signed it on July 1, even as Malvern Hill, the last battle of the 7 days' battles in the peninsula, was being fought, costing McClellan's army 1,000 dead and 3,000 wounded, and greatly depressing the nation.